All right, let's take our Bibles and turn with me to the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 20. Proverbs chapter 20. Just going to take the next verse that we left off that last time, verse 19. Proverbs chapter 20. The scripture says, "He that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets. Therefore, meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips." You know, it never ceases to be brought back to my mind every time I read the scriptures, especially the Proverbs, how the Spirit of God moved upon Solomon to pen these words. These are the words of Almighty God. And with the Proverbs, as the case always is, there is a natural understanding. It's just naturally understood. It's why man by nature can read these Proverbs and say, "Well, I understand that." But it's always setting forth the gospel. The glory of Christ is always there. And that's what we're looking for. Now, naturally speaking, this is what this passage of Scripture means. It means that one that has his manner of life, that goes about as a slanderer or an informer, a busybody, he continually is revealing secrets. That's what he said. What? Things that he shouldn't reveal. Things that he has no business repeating. And therefore, don't have any fellowship with him. That's what it's saying. He that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets. Therefore, meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips. Why? Because if he's talking about somebody else to you, let me tell you what the second verse of that is. The next time he goes to somebody else, the story will be about you. So don't flatter yourself and think that, well, you know, no. What do you mean? What do you mean? Just don't sit there and talk to him. Don't listen to what they have to say. Now, that's the natural meaning of this verse, and it's true. There's no doubt about it. But the only problem with the natural understanding, though it's true, it's bad, but it doesn't have anything to do with the gospel. That's why you can have someone stand up and preach, and they can preach something that's true. You know, I've given you that example before when Noah built the ark. All right. The ark it took him 120 years to build it. And it had never rained before. And Noah built it. And Noah and his wife and his three boys and their wives and some animals got in the ark. And it started raining. And all of those things are true. They're all true. But they're not the gospel. Unless you see the ark as being a picture of Christ. And Noah, the ones that God Almighty had pleased to save from the wrath to come, the judgment of God, they were put into the ark. They were put into Christ. Unless you see the glory of Christ, it's not the gospel. The gospel is concerning Christ. So now let's look at this verse here for a few minutes in light of the gospel. He that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets. Therefore, meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips. Now, here's the first thing that we've got to be warned of. Beware of a talebearer. Beware of them, first of all, because the Lord forbids their actions. This is Leviticus 19:16. It says, thou shalt not go up and down. That is what this means. It's what the Lord forbid in the law. Don't live in the manner of. Thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer. Look it up. It means a scandalmonger. Don't be a scandalmonger. Don't be one that is saying that which is scandalous among the people, among the members of one's own country. And so a talebearer, a slanderer, spiritually speaking, is a peddler that sows discord. That's what he is, spiritually speaking. Now, a talebearer, it's bad enough if we're talking about each other. It's bad enough. But I'm going to tell you what's indescribably soul damning is for me to tell you something that is not true concerning eternity, concerning God Almighty. For me to tell you something that is not so before God, your soul is at stake. So thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among the people. A talebearer. Proverbs 17:9. He that covereth a transgression seeketh love. He that repeateth a matter separateth very friends. Don't be a talebearer. Don't be one that's, you know, a talebearer is one that makes damaging statements against another. It is required of a servant that they be found faithful, one to whom God has committed the preaching of the gospel, the responsibility that I have to stand before you. I mean, the Lord is here. And what I say, I best have looked it up. I best have considered what I'm saying, and don't stand here and be untruthful or unsure. If I'm unsure about something, let me tell you the best thing for me to do, don't say it. Just pass it by. If the Lord hasn't given me some light on something, because I stand as one that is a watcher of your souls. That's a responsibility. I'm just a creature of the dust. I'm a frail creature like you are, but I've been put in this position to be a pastor that God Almighty has called. And so there, the responsibility. Don't look. Proverbs 18:8. The words of a talebearer are wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. If I'm telling you something that's untrue, it's not so, oh my, the damage that I do. So here's one that the Scripture says has as a talebearer. He's one who by his continual repeating of secrets. I'm making emphasis on that word right there because I'm going to say something about it in secrets. You know, what he's doing, he fuels fire. Proverbs 26:20 says, where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. But where there is no talebearer, the strife ceaseth. You know, I mean, I could keep going back to this naturally speaking, where there's no wood, where you just don't fuel this talebearing, you just busybody, where you don't fuel it, it goes out. Just where there's no talebearer, the strife ceases. So naturally speaking, tale bearers are busybodies. They're horrible within society. David said, you know, put a watch on my tongue. Let me be careful. But spiritually, one of such character is extremely damaging to society. Men that stand in pulpits that are slander mongers. That's what he's saying. And who are they? Who are they? Well, they're false prophets, false preachers. What are they doing? They're preaching anything other than the gospel of God's grace. The Spirit of God moved upon Peter to write in 1 Peter 4:15, "But let none of you suffer as a murderer." Oh, you say, "Well, I've never murdered anybody." Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever done anything to destroy the character or the reputation of another by gossip or slander? You know, if you hate somebody in your heart, the Lord says you murdered them. You killed them, killed the character. "Let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief." Oh, I've never stolen anything. Well, how about if you've robbed a man by slander of his reputation? You know? "Or don't suffer as an evildoer, one with disregard to the word of God or to the laws of men." That's what an evildoer. "Or as a busybody in other men's affairs," one that takes it upon himself, the charge, to manage, direct, or command the affairs or lives of another. A busybody. That's what it is. "Or a busybody in other men's affairs." He takes it upon himself to be the overseer, the judge, or the manager of another's life. Peter said, under the inspiration of God, don't let any of you suffer like that. Don't any of you. Yes, tale bearers, they stifle harmony among men, and therefore that sin is not just a sin against others, but it's ultimately against God. Any time that we suffer, if I stand here and preach the gospel of God's grace to you, and I've done that which is right and honorable before God, and I've preached it to you, I've done it as unto the Lord. Whether you eat, whether you drink, whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. But if a man suffers as a talebearer, one that is a slander monger, and it's concerning the things of God, it's against others. No doubt, but ultimately, it's against God. It's against God's truth and God's honor. David said when when David took Bathsheba, and here's what, after Nathan the prophet came and David, under the inspiration of God's Spirit, wrote Psalm 51. This is what David said against thee. "Thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight." So a talebearer, a slanderer, a busybody, he's one that slanders God. He's slandering God. He's sinning against God. When the Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus, you know what I'm going to say. And the Lord stopped him and he said, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" You're doing this against me. "When you've done it unto the least of one of these, my brethren." And think about this. We do something against God's people. We didn't do it just against God's people. We did. But the Lord said, "You did this against me. You opened your mouth. You opened your mouth against me. You lied. You lied against me." But now, how are these tale bearers known? What's their mode of operation? You know? What are they doing? What are they saying? All right. "He that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth..." Now here's where I'm going to come to that word, secrets. 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 Now we've come right here to the heart of understanding the evil of what's being done. Notice that the scripture declares the talebearer revealeth more than one secret. He revealeth secrets. A talebearer, as I told you a minute ago, was nothing less than a false prophet. And he goes about revealing what he claims to be the secrets of God. But actually, these secrets are nothing more than the imaginations of carnal man. It's false doctrines that declare that God can be approached in different ways. Now, let's just logically look at something for just a second here. If this group says that God is approached this way, and this one says God's approached this way, and this one says, no, you got to do this. And this is, no, you got to do this. Now, if you take all of the religions in the world, and everybody is saying something different, well, you've got to come to this conclusion. Somebody ain't right. Something's wrong. If this one says you've got to do this to be saved, this one says nope, you've got to do this to be saved. Well, how am I going to know? Well, what does God have to say? What is the Lord? That, you know, Peter said in 2 Peter 2:1, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. It's what, you know, they'll privately, privily, artfully. It's not immediately noticed. It just kind of starts off kind of with no problem. Everything seems pretty good. But what happens is over time, things start being said and done, and they're bringing in damnable heresies, which are contrary to the revealed truth of God, even denying the Lord that bought them. Not that the Lord Jesus Christ bought them at Calvary and paid their debt and put away their sin. Because listen, if the Lord has bought a man in His precious blood, that man is going to be saved. God's going to call him out of darkness. Well, what does he mean, even denying the Lord? Even denying the Lord as he reveals himself to be in this book, the one they claim has bought them. That they've acknowledged, they say he has. I know I'm a Christian. But what you're saying is a damnable heresy. It's contrary to what God has to say. And you're denying the Lord that you say bought you. He didn't buy you. If He bought you, you're going to be His, and God's going to keep you. But when a man is found to be proclaiming a damnable heresy, what does that mean? Anything that's contrary to this book is damnable, deserves damnation. So here, the talebearer is said to continually go about revealing secrets. They're revealing things that they say is the secret or secrets of God. You know, I'll tell you the secret. You got to do this. You got to walk down this aisle. You got to speak in tongues. You got to be baptized in order. Not if you have to do those things, that's works on your part. And the scripture denies that. It's contrary to these scriptures. So I know this. First of all, beware of talebearers. Secondly, the Lord reveals but one secret. A talebearer revealeth secrets. But Almighty God has one secret. His secret is totally found in the glorious gospel of Christ. It's the secret of the Lord. Listen, Psalm 25, let me read this to you. Psalm 25 in verse 14. Psalm 25, 14. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him, and He will show them His covenant, the secret, the gospel that is published throughout the world is entirely a mystery to all until the Lord reveals it. And then that secret, the Scripture says, I just read in Psalm 25:14, is with them that fear Him. It's with them. It's revealed to them. In those that the Lord puts respect and belief of the truth. And the Scripture says He will show them His covenant. He will show them their security in Christ. He'll show them His covenant. David said, he said, this is all my salvation. Here's all my salvation. He hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things, and sure. That's all my salvation. That's all my hope. That's all my deliverance. God made with me the secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him. Now, but now concerning this secret, if I were to come down and bring it down to one verse of Scripture, it's the gospel. It's the gospel. The love of God in Christ is the secret that the Father has been pleased to reveal to His people through the preaching of the glorious gospel of Christ. But let me tell you, if you were going to ask me, say, what one verse could you bring it down to just tell me this is the secret? Here's a secret that the world does not know until Almighty God reveals it to them through the preaching of the gospel. What would that verse of Scripture? This is one that came to my mind. Here it is. I'm going to sum up everything right here. Salvation is of the Lord. What Jonah said. Salvation is of the Lord. Salvation is by the grace of God. Salvation is through faith. It's by grace through faith that God gives to believe it. Not that my faith saved them. Faith didn't save me. Faith didn't die for me. Faith didn't shed His blood. Christ did. But what do you mean through faith? Through the faith in Him. I am the way. I'm the truth. I'm the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And the Lord has been pleased to reveal to His people through the preaching of the gospel His secret. I've got a secret. A secret that God Almighty has revealed. And here it is. I everlastingly loved you. I chose you. I redeemed you. I regenerated you. I saved you by grace and then called you out of darkness and told you about it. That's a secret. That's a secret. He's taught them that everything that they're made to endure in this life in the form of chastisements and trials are for their good and His glory. That's a secret. That's a secret of God's revelation. And then lastly, a warning concerning those that revealeth secrets. Secrets. False prophets. The Scripture says, therefore, meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips. Why? Well, number one, God said to them, because they're going to be found condemned under the judgment of God. My heart breaks I realize that the only reason that any of us would believe the gospel is because the Lord is pleased to reveal it to you. But what do we have that we didn't receive? How can we glory in something that we didn't produce? And what about those that are talebearers and reveal secrets? What do? Pray for them. Pray for your enemies. Love your enemies. I pray for them. There's no difference, them or me, but the grace of God. Say, what do you do? Tell them the truth. Tell them the truth. The greatest friend you'll ever be to anybody is to tell them the truth. But I can tell you this, concerning those that are talebearers and flatter, that's what he says. Therefore, meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips, that entices with his lips to try to convince you of his way. That's what he's saying. God's going to judge them. Psalm 12:1-4. Help, Lord. Psalms 12:1-4. Help, Lord. For the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. Here the psalmist is saying and crying from the heart to the Lord for help because of the Lord's pleasure to call home by death faithful preachers of the gospel. That's what he said. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. I've told you, Brother Henry, comment. He said, when God Almighty calls home a faithful preacher of the gospel, he said, it is absolutely one of the greatest losses that this world has ever sustained. When God calls home, I think about Brother Scott. What a blessing that he was to all of us and still is. That God would call him home. You realize how much God taught him, how much he sustained him and endured him and kept him and called him home. And what do we do? Help, Lord. For the godly man ceaseth, the faithful fail from among the children of men. Verse 2. And he says he's talking about those talebearers. They speak vanity. Every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips. That is the flatterer, the talebearer. He utters that which is vain to hear because it's not true. It's not true. It's false. And there's nothing that can be found in their words that is consistent with truth. With flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. What does he mean? With lips of smoothness, they declare their heart's love. What they're saying is, now I love you. I love you, and I'm telling you. But he said what they're doing is their heart is deceitful. The kiss from Judah, from Judas, when Judas came up to the Lord and kissed the Lord in the garden, he kissed him on the cheek, kissed him. But it was a sign of betrayal. That's what he's saying. With flattering lips and with a double heart, they speak. They're saying one thing, but they're doing something else. In verse 3, the Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things. Destruction and judgment await all who despise God's word, God's dominion, God's sovereignty, boasters against God. And then last verse, who have said with our tongue will we prevail? Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? All who are self-confident and feel by their own ability that they're going to prevail, they're assuming that God's never going to call them into account of what they're saying. So the wicked, David said, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God, and God's not in his thoughts. He that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets, things that are not to be said. Therefore, meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips. By the grace of God, we're here this morning. And I'm thankful that God would teach us the truth of His Word. Someone I heard say one time, it just made such an impression on me. When it comes down, how do you know you're hearing the truth? How do you know? Who gets the glory? Who gets all the glory? Is it man or is it God? If Almighty God gets all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise, and man gets none of it, if man is the recipient of the grace of God, God does something for him that he can't do for himself. That's the truth. If God's honored, God's glorified, God's praised, may the Lord be praised this day for Christ's sake. Amen. All right, let's take